Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Another day, another celebrity lawsuit. Good morning, Dean.
Oh, we love the lawsuits. This time it's coming from Ricky Martin, who just a few weeks ago was accused by his nephew of sexual abuse. Those allegations were dropped, but now Ricky Martin is suing his nephew to the tune of $20 million, claiming that he attempted to assassinate his reputation by claiming that they were romantically involved. This nephew had also claimed that he was a victim of domestic abuse by Ricky Martin. That led to a restraining order. That was also dismissed when the nephew withdrew his claims. So Martin now is saying that the nephew is continuing to harass him. These false allegations have cost him multi-million dollar deals and to feel unsafe in Puerto Rico. So $20 million should fix all of that.
Yeah. And another day, another reboot announced.
Yeah, this is exciting. This was way after my time. I don't think I've ever even watched a single episode of Teletubbies ever. I guess it would be really disturbing if I had.
I remember watching with my little girl, and I enjoyed the Teletubbies.
Do you know the names? Can you name the four Teletubbies?
At one time I could have, but not anymore. She's 22 now.
Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala, and Poe.
Mm-hmm.
They will be back. Words I never thought that I would say. They will all be back, this time coming to Netflix. Starting in December, the show will be narrated by Titus Burgess of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt fame. The Teletubbies premiered on the BBC back in 1997, then came to PBS. Probably got more attention from anything than when televangelist Jerry Falwell was accusing the show. And one of the Teletubbies, I can't remember which one, Jerry Falwell said was gay. And that the show was a gay propaganda. So,
that was a little nutty.
If you are a Tinky Winky fan, and really who isn't, the good news is coming back in November.
Yeah, I found them wonderfully odd, and I was attracted to them.
I always, watching shows like that, and this happens every once in a while when you watch something and you go, what kind of drugs were they on when they created that? I always thought that of Fantasia also.
Yeah, oh, sure.
From, and this was the 1940s. It's like, what? Who thought of all that? How did that come out of somebody's brain?
Yeah, and what were they on? There was a bit of a surprise, or there's going to be one on Disney Plus. Tell us about this.
Yeah, early this morning, the surprise was unleashed on Disney Plus Day. Today is Disney Plus Day. I'll explain what that means, but part of what it means is that if you are a fan of BTS, you have a surprise brand new concert, a movie that has premiered. It is called BTS Permission to Dance on Stage LA, that puts together footage from four of their shows at the SoFi Stadium that took place late last year. It's 2 hours long. All kinds of songs, all kinds of performances. If you're not familiar with BTS, I promise you your kids or your grandkids most certainly are there. Some of the most enthusiastic fans of any group anywhere. Now, Disney Plus Day means all kinds of premieres. It's a way of allowing people to sample Disney Plus and their many offerings from Disney, from Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, National Geographic, The Simpsons, and many more. And what they're doing is offering new and eligible returning subscribers 1 month of Disney Plus for $1.99 until September the 19th. So, if you've been staying away from it because you thought it was too expensive, here you can try it for a month anyway for just under $2.
My wife asked me how much we were paying for Hulu or something, and I honestly didn't. I didn't know. I've lost track.
Same.
It gets out of hand in a hurry, doesn't it?
Yeah, same. You sign up for something because you want to watch something, and then you forget that you signed up for it.
Right.
Until the credit card statements come in. It's like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
What am I paying for?
Dean Richards, Entertainment Report. Who will be presenting at the Emmys this year, Dean?
Well, they just made the announcement. The Emmy Awards, which, by the way, are this coming Monday night, not Sunday night, but Monday night, will feature, among others, as the presenters, Will Arnett, Angela Bassett, Kelly Clarkson, Ariana DeBose, just won an Academy Award for West Side Story, Taye Diggs, Selena Gomez, the stars of Squid Game will all be a part of it, and Kenan Thompson, who is going to be the host of the Emmy Awards on Monday night. And the shows that are the most nominated right now, Succession, Ted Lasso, The White Lotus, among others. So, we, as I always say for the award show, I watch so you don't have to. I will have the full recap of all of that on Tuesday morning.
Although there's probably more interest now that streaming has taken off, and the Emmys are all about that now.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. You know, people, look at the ratings and say, oh, the ratings are down. Nobody cares about, all those kinds of things. The ratings actually have sort of leveled off, but the way that people are watching the award shows is very different, not just on television, but they're watching streaming, they're watching things online, they're getting highlights on their telephones. So there still is a lot of interest in all of those things.
And I'm sure there'll be a lot of interest in this Muhammad Ali musical.
I think this sounds really amazing. They just announced that there will be on Broadway a Muhammad Ali musical that will cover his career both in the ring and his personal life as an activist outside of the ring. Muhammad Ali's widow, Lonnie, is a partner in this new project. They haven't announced when it's going to be coming to Broadway or who's going to be in it or anything like that yet. But, talk about a fascinating life to see lived out on a stage. I've already started writing the lyrics for my song, Float Like a Butterfly, Sting Like a Bee, to see if I can sell it to them somehow.
Dean, we don't know who's going to play Howard Cosell, do we?
No, we don't. But we do know that one of the parade floats from the Macy's Day Parade will be stepping in as his toupee. So
nice.
Yeah.
And tell us about the play that...
this is ridiculous. It's a radio show. It ain't a one-hour television spectacular.
I know, Howard, but it's
a
musical.
And I am Howard Cosell.
It's a musical. A big premiere of a play last night in Chicago, huh?
Yeah, well, this is, a lot of you will remember Teatro Zanzani, which was over at the Hotel Cambria for the last couple of years, really. It shut down for a while during the pandemic and then came back, but it was this live mixture of music and comedy and trapeze acts and juggling and circus acts, all set in this incredibly beautiful circus tent like room on the 14th floor of Hotel Cambria. Zanzani is gone, but now a new show has taken its space and taken many of the concepts from that show, a completely reimagined new show that's called Café Zazu Lumineer. Frank Ferrante, who starred in Teatro Zanzani, is one of the stars and always hilarious. And also the great Liz Warfield, who is from Peoria, as one of its featured vocalists.
Night breezes seems to whisper I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Why don't you dream a little dream of? I remember when.
She has an absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous voice. And she does classic songs like that. She does some of today's you know, pop songs, a whole big variety. But there are other singers and other performers. There are jugglers and contortionists in the show. Frank Ferranti providing the comedic element. It is in preview status right now. Next week it'll officially open, and I'll go see it then, and I'll be able to tell you a lot more about it. But meanwhile, if you want to get some information, you can go to BroadwayInChicago.com and find out all about it. It's from the same people who brought you Teatro Zanzani, so it seems like it's very, very similar. And, you know, it's a dinner show. You go, you enjoy a nice dinner, you have a few beverages, and you watch, you know, all the fun take place on stage. If you're like me, you try to avoid being called up on the stage. That's the worst thing in the world that could possibly ever happen.
What?
Yeah, they bring you up on stage.
Oh, no.
You know, it's like audience participation.
I remember that, what was it, Tony and Tina's wedding there?
Exactly.
And I was out in the hallway or something making a call, and the next thing I know, some cast member tries to pull me in there.
Yeah.
No way.
Same way.
I want to be in the audience, paying for the performers.
Yeah.
Don't ask me to perform.
I want to be entertained. I do not want to be on the stage. I don't think it was this show. There was some show where they come around, they try to get you on the stage, and they grabbed my arm and you're like, come on, come on. And I said, it is never going to happen in a million years.
Yeah, it's so, my nightmare, too.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Dean.
Isn't that funny? Like, we don't mind putting ourselves out here like this every day, but we don't want to go up and stand on a stage.
There's something wrong with us. We know that.
Oh, that's
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.